Hey girl, hey, it is Lucretia here, and we are recording the very first episode of the Smart Productive Mom podcast. Woohoo! So today I thought we'd do something fun and talk about time-saving hacks for moms. So I'm going to go over my 7 favorite time-saving hacks that I know you'll love, and if you are excited, stay tuned. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom podcast, where I help you manage your time so you can be more present and profitable as a work from home mom. My name is Lucretia, and I left behind my nursing career to start my online business so I could create a life that fuels my soul. Since then, I've learned all sorts of tips and tricks that have helped me simplify my life and chase my dreams without guilt. And I want the same for you. So let's dive into today's episode. How many times have you ever went grocery shopping, spent hundreds of dollars, and on your way home stopped at a fast food restaurant because you just didn't have the energy left to cook any of the food that you just bought? Yeah, I'm raising my hand. So these 7 tips are going to help you manage your time better and save time, save energy, all that fun stuff. The very first tip I have for you is grocery pickup. One of the things I love about grocery pickup is how easy and convenient it is for me to use, especially having a 2-year-old at home. Going grocery shopping with her is not very fun, especially when she decides to throw a tantrum because she can't have the chapstick or whatever she sees by the register. So here's literally how simple it is to use. I use Walmart grocery pickup. So I'll go through the steps that I use to do that. First, I schedule my pickup date and time, which is online, of course. And then after that, I shop from my favorites list. And after that, you confirm your order and you'll get an email confirmation. Then you will go pick up your order whenever it's time. You log in on the app and they can track your location, so that way your cold stuff and all of that, they can be getting that out while you're on the way, so it's not just sitting out getting warmer. And they load it all up in the car for you, so you don't even have to get out of the car, which is one thing I really love, is that I don't have to unbuckle my daughter from the car seat or anything like that. We can just sit in the car and hang out while they're loading up the groceries. And since you are a listener of this show, you can get $10 off your first order by going to www.bit.ly/grocery-pickup-10. So again, that is www.bit.ly/grocery-pickup-10. And that's how you'll save $10 off your first Walmart grocery pickup order. The second time-saving hack that I absolutely love is using a meal service to do my meal planning for me. So what I love to use is called My Freeze Easy, and it's how you make 10 freezer meals in 1 hour. I know, sounds crazy, but here's how it works. So you just go on their website and choose your meals. You can customize your meals to any dietary restriction. So they have like vegetarian, paleo, keto, any type of dietary restrictions that you may have or your family may have, like gluten-free, any of that. You can pick your meals, customize your meal plan, and then you will print off the grocery list according to the meals that you've chosen. They'll email you over a grocery list and you'll print that off. And so once you go grocery shopping, you'll come home and you'll prep the meals. So you won't go ahead and cook them. You'll just get them ready. So that's just like putting the meat or whatever in all of the veggies in a freezer bag. And on your grocery and list instructions, they tell you, you know, everything you'll need, how to prep it to put in the freezer so there's no freezer burn or it doesn't go bad. And then they tell you exactly how to cook it after whenever it's time for you to make that meal. And you'll make sure you double the serving size, and that's how you'll get. So you'll only have 5 meals on your meal plan, but you're going to double them. So you'll have leftovers, and that's how you'll have 10 meals. And that'll take you less than an hour. So whenever you are ready to cook your meals, you go ahead and take them out of the freezer. A lot of them are like crock pot style meals, or like you can put them in your instant pot. And that's what makes them like super fast, super convenient, super easy. So again, that is called My Freeze Easy, and I will have it linked down to you in the show notes below. The third way that I like to save time is by automating whatever I can automate, so I don't have to think about it and it's not taking up all of this valuable space in my brain. So one thing that I like to automate is our household items. So like my daughter's diapers and her wipes, we get those delivered. Her diapers come every single month, and we get a big box of wipes every other month. And we use that through Amazon Family. And for our household products, like I'm completely obsessed with Miss Meyer's household type products. I use like the cleaning supplies, the soaps, all of that. So to get those, we use a website called Grove, and I'll link that in the show notes below as well, so you can try that out. It's awesome. They have cleaning products, beauty products, baby and kids, beauty products, like a lot of stuff on there, and it's most of it's like natural, safe, non-toxic products. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you'll definitely want to check out Grove. And one thing, other thing that we automate is our bills. So we definitely don't want to get so busy that we forget our electric bill or water bill, whatever. We have forgotten to accidentally pay our mortgage. So that is a lesson learned, and everything has been automated since then. So whatever you can automate, go ahead and do it so you don't have to think about it and you're not scrambling at the last minute to pay it. Even though you have the money, you've just forgotten to pay it. The fourth time management hack that I love is listening to audiobooks. I absolutely love reading new books. I try to read at least one book per month. And with running an online business, having my toddler around, and all the other mom and wife stuff that I have going on, the easiest way for me to listen to books is by using Audible, which is how I can just put in my headphones. I can listen while I'm washing the dishes, putting away the laundry, or doing anything around the house. And it's super easy. So I love listening to audiobooks. That has been a game changer for me. So check out Audible if you love reading, but you don't necessarily have time to sit down and read a book in peace. Try Audible. You will absolutely love it. And that brings me to time saving hack number 5, which is planning your day the night before. One of my favorite quotes is by Benjamin Franklin, and it says, "If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail." And that is 100% true. If you do not have a game plan in place, then, I mean, what are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish? How do you even know if you've accomplished what you need to get done? So stop wasting all this unnecessary time at night. Just go ahead, figure out your 3 most important tasks that you want to accomplish that next day. And how I like to do that is do a brain dump where I'll just write down everything that I want to get done. And I usually do this for the week. So I'll make my schedule for the entire week in my time blocks, which we'll talk about in another episode. But go ahead and do a brain dump. And for each day, pick out your 3 most important tasks. And I like to categorize my list by the must do, should do, want to do, and delegate. So for my 3 most important tasks, those are my must-dos. So I have to finish those before I can get to anything else on my list, if I even want to get to anything else on my list. It's completely based off my energy levels and how I'm feeling that day. So for sure, get my 3 things done. And then after that, if I want to move down my to-do list, then I will. So I figured out what I know I'm going to want to get done that next day. Then I'll prepare the night before. So in the morning, I'm not scrambling around looking for things, or I end up not doing it because I wasn't prepared in advance. I didn't get whatever ready. You know, if you want to go to the gym and you're like, well, my shoes are wet from our, you know, whatever you did, like going to a water park or something, and you had your shoes on, you know, and your shoes are still wet. So now you can't wear them to the gym. So now you just don't even go to the gym, you know, something like that. So whenever you plan the night before, you will already have everything in order and you won't miss out on what you want to get done. Time saving hack number 6 is to limit your screen time. This is insane, the amount of time we spend on social media that we don't even know that we're spending on social media. I have written a blog post about how to limit your time on social media. And when I was writing that blog post, I want to say that the average number of minutes per day that Americans spend on social media is around like 150 minutes or so per day. So that's a lot of wasted time. And then we wonder why we haven't had time to get anything done, but we have no idea that we've spent over 2 hours on social media because it's, you know, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 7 minutes here, and that adds up all throughout the day. So what I like to do is have designated screen times. So that is when we're sitting down at certain times throughout the day, we'll use our phones and we try not to use them at other times, or the TV. We'll usually only turn the TV on at certain times throughout the day, so it's not on all day like it used to be. It'll only be on at certain times, like in the morning, we'll leave it on maybe like 30 minutes or so. And then in the evening when I'm cooking, I'll turn it on for maybe like an hour or so, however long it takes me to cook, so I can cook in peace. And another way to limit your screen time is by setting app limits. And that's simple to do. You can go into your settings, go to screen time, and then there's an option called app limits. And they even have a setting for where you can just click social networking and it'll set that limit for all of your social networking apps. So it's very convenient. So try doing that, setting either designated screen time throughout your day or setting app limits on your phones that'll like kick you off once that app limit is over with. And last but not least, the number 7 time hack that I have that I know you will love is to use timers. So there is this law called Parkinson's Law, and what it basically means is that time, your work will expand to whatever amount of time you allow for it. So to put this in perspective, if you remember back like when you were in high school and you would have 2 weeks to write a paper, and then every time you sit down to write, you're like, the dog, no, you backspace that, and then you're like, one time, no, that's not right, backspace that, and then you're like, I can't think of anything. So you close out the computer and you don't even touch it again until it's like your homework is due the next day and you only have like 4 hours until bedtime, and suddenly you're able to write like a 5-page essay in 4 hours that you couldn't write in 2 weeks. That is called Parkinson's Law. Your brain knows that you only have that certain amount of time to get it done, so you make it fit into that allotted time. So that's why I love using timers, because it teaches your brain to work faster. So something that could take you an hour to do, say if you're like trying to clean the kitchen, if you have an hour to do it, it's going to take you an hour. But if you set a timer for like 20 minutes, then you'll get so much done in that 20 minutes, because first you're racing against the clock, which is going to make you move faster. And then second of all, your brain knows that you're on this time limit, so it's like working more efficiently. It's like, okay, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. And it's kind of like you get on in autopilot. So that's why I love using timers. You should definitely try it. Just set a timer for however long you want to get something done. If something usually takes you an hour, you know, set a timer for like 20 or 25 minutes and just see how much you can get done during that time. And then each time you do it, you should be getting faster, which is also awesome, because you're going to get things done so much faster, which means that you can get more done throughout the day. All right, so that is all 7 of my favorite time-saving hacks that I absolutely love that have simplified my life so much, and I hope you try at least one of them. And that's probably the easiest way to do it. Don't try to implement all of these hacks at one time. That can be overwhelming. So just try to implement one at a time. And then once you feel pretty comfortable with that, move on to the second one and try to implement that. And every resource that I have mentioned during this episode will be linked below in the show notes. And I have a blog post about this as well that actually has, I think, 13 time-saving hacks. So if you want to find out all the rest of the hacks, go ahead to the show notes down below and check out that blog post, because it has even more hacks that have simplified my life, and I really want you to try those out as well. So I will catch you on the next episode. Bye, sis. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. If you found this information helpful, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with me in between episodes, make sure you join the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to talk to you over there. See you on the next episode.